PG&E says customers are being targeted by scammers ahead of the May 17th tax deadline. KCBX's Rachel Showalter has more about the scam and steps customers can take to protect themselves.
The scammers are posing as PG&E employees over the phone to try to steal financial information from the utility's customers. The scammers file fraudulent tax returns in their names and then collect their refunds. PG&E representative Mark Massessen says these scammers are targeting specific groups of people and often go after those who would be especially worried about losing service.
It affects all of our customers. Any kind of customer is susceptible. But the ones that seem to be victimized the most are what you would expect to be the most vulnerable.
He says seniors, low-income families, non-English speakers, and small business owners are more likely to get these fraudulent calls. Massessen says PG&E receives ongoing reports of scams all the time, and this is just the latest one. Massessen says PG&E will never ask for financial information over the phone or via email. He says there are several ways to tell that something is likely a scam.
We do not demand immediate payment. We certainly do not demand payment with these prepaid cash cards that are so common with the scammers.
Another red flag is when threats are made to shut off utility service immediately. PG&E customers receive advanced disconnection notices, typically by mail and included in their regular monthly bill. PG&E has also suspended customer disconnections through June 30th, 2021 due to the pandemic. The utility says if you're unsure about a call from an alleged PG&E employee, hang up and call the utility at 1-800-743-5000. PG&E says customers who suspect that they've been victims of fraud or who feel threatened by a scammer should contact their local police department. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.